The Pope Francis Center, known for his dedicated homeless ministry at St. Peter and Paul Jesuit Church in downtown Detroit, is embarking on an ambitious mission. The nearly completed Bridge Housing Facility on Detroit's west side, it's a unique transitional project designed to help individuals move from the streets to permanent housing. It's going to be open for residents just in time for the summer. And joining us on the JR Morning Live Line to tell us more is Father Tim McCabe. He's president and CEO of the Pope Francis Center. Father McCabe, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us how, what inspired the Pope Francis Center to really undertake such a huge and ambitious project?
You know, so we've been downtown at St. Peter Paul for 33 years now or more, really serving the population of homeless folks that are downtown. And, you know, we just started talking one day about, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. We can do better than what we're doing right now in terms of allowing people to live on our streets and what we can do to help. So I went around the country. I looked at, 28 different programs in 11 different cities, looking, kind of benchmarking best practices, who are most effective in treating chronic homeless, what are they doing? And we came back and we started to design a program and a building for the specific purpose of helping people transition off the streets, to stabilize from the presenting issues that are causing the homelessness, and then helping them to get into permanent housing from there.
So what is different, and what have you found in your research with this campus? I mean, it's not like others.
It's not like others. You know, a lot of the detail of the building itself, you know, was designed specifically to help people who with mental illness and with addiction to feel comfortable, to feel safe, and to have a program that really wraps around them, give them the support really that they need to make what is a difficult transition. It's hard to believe, but you know, once you've lived on the streets chronically for years, it's very hard to come off of the streets. So this is a place where they have the support that they need. You know, from the colors of the build of the walls, you know, we consulted like the Michigan School of Psychology for, you know, to make sure that the colors were calming and not triggering, you know, the width of the hallways, making sure that the space, we had a lot of space so that people didn't feel confined, or, you know, we found that that was something that people felt fearful about. You know, all of the design elements, their rooms, our space, you know, the common space in the building, it's a 60,000 square foot campus. It's huge. You know, we have a gymnasium, we have a medical clinic right on the site where we'll have doctors and nurses working to help with their medical needs. We'll have psychiatrists on staff. So it's all in one space, you know, where they can come and relax and heal from the trauma that was causing the homelessness.
We know that, I mean, it's a lot of municipalities, it's a great struggle to, they want to get these people off the street, and yet there's no place to put them. But then again, even if you build it, they don't always come. So how will this facility, as comprehensive as it is, change that equation for the reluctant homeless person?
You know, it's an interesting question. And, you know, as we see people on a daily basis at the church, I don't really see a lot of that. I hear most people saying they're looking for housing. They're looking to get off the streets. It's too hard. It is a really hard life.
Okay.
There are those, because of addiction, you know, that they might feel like this is the lifestyle that they want to choose, but eventually they'll come to me and they'll say, I'm done. I need help. You know, it's not a fun place out there living out on the sidewalks.
You know, and Father, you talked about the importance of building trust with the homeless community. Does this facility help you, you know, enhance that ability to build and maintain the trust with the homeless?
You know, that is something I saw all around the country. The people that are most successful in treating chronic homelessness are people who had trusting relationships with the folks that are experiencing homelessness. So, you know, we've built that at the church over the decades we've been down there working with this population. And this facility says to them, we care about you. It's a beautiful space. You know, you deserve to live indoors. And the program design itself is all based on love and respect and dignity. And I do believe that this is going to be a game changer. I think this is going to actually change and end chronic homelessness in our city. And I believe it's going to begin to change the national conversation around what it means to treat homelessness and what homelessness actually is and what causes it.
That is a big statement.
From your lips to God's ears.
Here's to hoping. And I'm looking at a rendering. It looks like an apartment building. It looks like somewhere you want to live. And they will be there for 90 to 120 days and getting medical, psychological, social, and job readiness. I just think it's great.
Thank you. We got a lot of input from the folks themselves who will be living there to make sure that, you know, at first we had a flat roof with all one color brick, and they looked at it and they said it looks like a prison. So we made it look like an apartment. We made it look up like a place that is homey and a place where they want to live.
So in terms of concept, you have these folks for 90 to 120 days. John Doe comes in the door, is welcomed, gets the support they need. Where do they go from there, Father Tim?
Well, we work within the system, you know, with the city and the continuum of care group, which is a group of service providers, to find housing for them. You know, there is a shortage of housing, and that is an issue that we're rapidly trying to address, working with the city and with other folks. But, you know, there's places called permanent supportive housing. So they have permanent housing, but there's support systems around them to help them continue to be successful in being housed. And we will continue. That's a big part of our program, is the aftercare program, to make sure that we're continuing to walk with them, that once they graduate from our place, they're not done with us. You know, we continue to provide them what they need and continue to walk with them as friends and, companions.
Father Tim McKay, President and CEO of the Pope Francis Center, thank you for what you guys are doing over there. God bless you and Godspeed, please. And thank you for being here on JR Morning.
Yeah.
Thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you.
Coming up, Troy school teachers crashed last night's school board meeting demanding a fair contract, and the news of the day coming up at 7:05 on JR Morning.